Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am Tony Green, and I will be taking callers today. A little bit of a froggy throat going on. Let me clear that away. So, really big news came this weekend, and I am just really humbled and honored by it. First of all, I really didn't think I'd get this news, honestly. And every year, the Best of the Midwest Media Fest gives out awards for television shows. And I entered one of my shows in, Create a Life You Love, and I won the award in excellence. So I'm very, very honored and humbled by that. And I give all the credit to my guests. I feel like if I were just standing there for 30 minutes talking, nobody wants to hear that, right? So it's the guests and the content that they bring and what they're telling their story, because Create a Life You Love is a TV show that just tells the story of how people who followed their destiny or their journey or their path ended up where they are doing what they're doing. So it's an amazing show, and I love hearing people's stories about their lives and how they've created this part of their life. So there's that. I'm also working on a new book, which I'm so excited about, so stinking excited about. This is going to be an amazing book. And of course, all of my books, I have 5 books that I've authored, but I would rather write channeled. You know, they say, who's the author? I'd want to say, well, you know, the Ascended Masters are the author of this book. I'm just the conduit of it. So those books are available on Amazon.com, and everything is just really going so wonderfully right now, and I'm just so grateful to be able to share that with you. Now, I am going to go to the first caller today, and if you have a question you would like answered, if you want to connect with a loved one, call in now. Just pick up the phone, call in, and I will get to you as soon as I can. If you are one of the callers that I am able to get to today, please have your question ready. And if you want to connect with someone on the other side, please have that person ready. It's only a 30-minute show, and I would love to give you as much time as possible. But there are quite a few callers, and I like to be efficient, fair and efficient with each caller. And it's always better if we just start with a very specific question that you might have, just so that we're not spending a lot of time trying to figure something out. So I'm going to go to caller 954. Hello, 954. Well, it's doing the wheelie thing, so 954, just hold on a second. I'm sure it will be done doing the wheelie thing in a second. Let's try this again. It keeps doing the wheelie thing. So while it's doing the wheelie thing, that's my tech talk, by the way, was trying to boot her in. I will also tell you, I have a brand new show called Healing with Toni. So I'm hosting and producing 3 shows now. Each show is different. One of them is Psychic Medium Toni G. The other one is Healing with Toni and then Create a Life You Love. So in Healing with Toni, we basically go through and I show alternative modes of healing. So 954, I'm going to actually hang up on you if you can please call back, but it's just not coming through. So I don't, now it's doing that and I don't know if I can get even to the next caller with this, but that's okay. This is technology and sometimes this happens with technology. So Psychic Medium Toni G, that's TV show, I basically have somebody come on, and what happens is I give them a reading and I answer their questions and I channel for them, and it's really quite an amazing show. So those are the 2 shows, and then Create a Life I've already explained to you. So apparently the dashboard is having a few little glitches today, and I'm going to try to clear this away right away, but it might take a moment. We know how technology can be. When you want something done, it doesn't get done right away, and I've never had this happen before, so I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. So anyway, so if 954 is still there, if you could just hang up and call back, that would be amazing. And I will try to move on, but it's still doing that little wheelie thing, and I don't know what that means. This is a great show today, isn't it, folks? This is an awesome show. So let me tell you a little bit about my story while I'm waiting for the dashboard to catch up with this. My story is probably not unlike many stories. Many times people are very intuitive and they don't even realize this. I am one of those people who had some, during my childhood, I had very intuitive moments, and I would have never known to call them intuitive. I would have never known to think of it as something that was psychic or anything like that. I remember saying very profound things, and I call this channeling, just messages that would come through me. Half the time I didn't even understand what it was that I was saying, like the statement coming out, I wouldn't understand what it meant or how it was to be applied in the person's life. But I would just make these very profound statements about the person that I was talking to or for the person that I was talking to. And in doing that, they would always look at me a little surprised and shocked. And then, you know, I'd get in trouble because my let's just say my aunt would think my mom was telling me about her life and I was coming in and saying something, but that really was not the case. I would just walk up to them and something would come out of my mouth and I would just walk away like nothing had happened, which is very, very interesting when you're a child. So during my childhood, I clearly, obviously, was not introduced to what psychic meant or medium meant. I mean, my mom would say things like, oh, there are ghosts in this house, and never would explain. I kind of had an understanding of what a ghost was, but never really understood, like, oh, that's somebody who passed and is now on the other side or hasn't gone home and is still here. I never had that complete understanding of what a ghost was, but instead I would know, like, there was a closet that I was terrified to stick my hand in. I knew it didn't feel right, and I was just afraid if I stuck my hand in there, maybe, you know, being a child, I thought maybe I'll be pulled into that closet. But it just felt so icky and ominous and, oh, bad. Anyway, as I progressed in life, I went into the normal careers that people go into. I mean, at the age of 16, I worked in a health club and worked my way up in the health club and loved fitness, and also worked in promotions and marketing, and did a lot of things in that way, the normal work that everybody would do. And looking back, I realized that my intuition helped me a great deal in each and every career or job that I had. In every single career that I had, my intuition helped me a great deal in understanding what the next best move would be, what I should do. There was a friend of mine who had purchased a golf course, or inherited, purchased a golf course. And I sat down and I didn't know anything about golf, had never played golf, never held a club. I had the basic understanding of golf, but had really didn't know anything about golf. But I sat down and came up with numerous business ideas for this friend, promotions and marketing ideas, and just a couple pages full of ideas that this person could implement at their course. And to this day has used every single one of those ideas, even not knowing, you know, really about golf. And really just, so I don't need to know the specifics. I just, because it all comes through me. It's not knowledge. Well, we all hold all of this knowledge inside of us, of the universe. Each and every one of us has the knowledge of the universe within us. So if we tap into it, we can get information on anything that we want information on. And that is really, I think, how I was so good, or, you know, did so well in marketing and promotions. And those that are really phenomenal, that come up with some of those really phenomenal ads and marketing campaigns, I would say they're probably tapping into the universal mind also. That would be my guess. So the switchboard is still doing the wheelie thing. I could not disconnect 954, so I have to wait for that to be done. And that's okay, because I'll just keep on talking, which I'm sure is very entertaining for you guys. So one of the, after the marketing and everything, in 06, I had a near-death experience, and it was my third near-death experience. And it was very interesting, because this near death, my first two, I really don't have a lot of recall of what happened after I was out. The first one, I was a toddler, and I was floating above the room watching what was going on. I was watching a guy leave. And that was my first near death. And I distinctly remember floating above the room, like I was on the ceiling, basically, floating and watching this person leave. And then obviously came back from that, because here I still am. And then the second one, I just remember coming back and hearing a message, and then that was it. Everything faded to dark immediately. And when I came back and heard a message from above, and then was back. And, but the third one, I actually had the awareness of everything going on, and have the awareness of going up through what we call the tunnel and seeing my loved ones that are still here and making that conscious choice to come back. So after that one, because all of my, at that time, all of my careers were back into fitness, and my ankle had been shattered in that accident, so I could no longer work doing that work. I was teaching yoga and spinning and cardio boot camp, and here I am having to get surgery, and 13 pins, two plates later in the ankle, I'm having a tough recovery because I went into this space of anger and frustration and felt so betrayed, and oh, my life was taken away from me. And I think we've all had those moments where we go into that space where we're so, feel so upset about what's going on in our life, whether we lose a job, a loved one, a lifelong nurse, our parent. We all go into that space where this isn't fair. I don't like what's going on right now. And I'll tell you, the more I went into that space, the longer it took me to recover from my injuries. I had vertigo and a number of other things going on, and a pretty decent head injury went along with that. Now, I know there are people out there that really have some very, very serious head injuries. So I think mine was okay, and I'll tell you the story. There's a really cool story about how I healed my head injuries too. After that, I was kind of forced or mainstreamed into this career, which, by the way, thank you, God, thank you, angels, thank you, guides, because it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I don't feel lost. I don't feel like, oh, there's more out there. I mean, there is more out there. I want to, you know, with every career, we want to expand it. We want to reach as many people as we can. But I also realize that everything I've done up until this point has made it possible for me to be in, like, to immediately start this career as a business too. Having been in promotions and marketing and having run and manage and being a district manager of health clubs, it gave me everything I needed to step into this career reluctantly and fearfully, I will say, and really help it to expand. Now some people might think that the goal is just get the most money. We all need money. We all need to pay bills. We all have expenses. We all like nice shoes and clothes, at least most women I know. We all want to get, you know, the normal things, pay our bills, so on and so forth. So money is an element of that, yes. But there comes a point where you're just like, I need to let everyone know a few things, and here they are. Well, you know, there are no coincidences. Maybe the really thing is still going, so I can just give you guys these messages today. So here's my goal now. As much as I love giving readings, and I do, I love helping people and giving readings. It's what I wake up for in the morning. I'm so excited to wake up and have clients and give them readings and help them connect with loved ones. But my bigger goal is to help people understand that we are all connected to that universal mind. We are all in that space where we can, at any time we want, and we do, we just don't realize we're doing it, connecting with that universal mind, God, source, the all that is, whatever name you want to give it, they have no ego. They don't care what you call them. But we all have the ability at any time and point to tap into that or connect with it and get information downloaded. Now, this information, people think it should be full-on paragraphs or explanations the way we talk. It is not. It is not like that. For most of us, it does not come across in full-on paragraphs like a story. For most of us, it's a thought in our mind that pops in that we think, oh, that's just my thought. It might be, but more likely it's your guides or your angels giving you the answer that you're looking for. And oftentimes it's so simple that you think it's like common sense. Now, when I say that, people kind of roll their eyes, but it's so true. It's just like common sense, because the most common sense answer is usually the answer. And most of the time we already know the answer, but we're not ready to step forward into the action required for that answer, okay? So now, the other thing I want everybody to know, there is, and I know this is a bit controversial, especially if you are very enmeshed in religion. And I want to apologize in advance if I offend anyone. But there is no hell. When we die, when we leave our physical body, let's stop using the term die, okay? When we leave our physical body, we all go through the tunnel. And we all go to this place that is magnificent and beautiful, and we rejoin our soul group or our soul pod. And it's all the people that we have incarnated with us, whether in this life or other lives, and we rejoin that soul group, and we create, and when we leave this physicalness that we are inside of right now, we have no ego any longer either. And those things that mattered so much to us in the beginning no longer matter. So like the money, the house, the paying the bills, what color our hair is, are my roots showing, oh, those are cute shoes, I need them. We could care less about all of that. And we go into this space where all we want to do is help those that are left behind. We want to show them how to live from the perspective that we go into. So the statement, there is no hell, very factual. And of all the near-death experiences that have happened, only one that I am aware of did the guy say there was fire and brimstone in hell, and he was a minister, so who knows? You know, kind of maybe an agenda, maybe not. What you see when you go is what you see. But I do know that there is I don't want to call it a reckoning, because that sounds ominous and I don't like that. But when we get there, we get to look at our lives. Now, we can't do anything wrong here. That's the next thing I want everyone to know. You cannot do anything wrong. If you took ego out of it, and you took right and wrong out of it, and you looked at it like a movie or a series of experiences where you were learning what you like and what you don't like, you would be amazed at how different everything in your life is. Now, the fact that we think we have done things that are wrong or made mistakes is what actually lowers our vibration or our energy and makes us stay stuck in this area where we can't get ahead and achieve the life that we want. Now, if you must insist that you've made mistakes and you've done things that are wrong and made choices that were faltered everybody, okay, so this everybody is learning here. They're learning what they like. They're learning what they don't like. They're learning about experiences in a physical body. Now, having said that, if you are very biblical or you feel like you've made mistakes, in the Bible it says God is all loving, all forgiving. So if God forgives all and God loves all, what part of all are you not? You are encompassed in that. It was forgiven before it was done, because it was never anything wrong to do. It was an experience that you experienced, and your experience led to other people's experiences that led them to this space where they learned, again, what they liked for this physical being and what they did not like for this physical being. We are all active participants playing a role in this incarnation. Now, let's go back to there is no hell. If there is no hell, where do we go? We all go back to the soul group. So then why would people be good if there is no hell? Because being good feels better than being bad. Intrinsically, each and every one of us wants to be good. I mean, there are a few people that maybe they're not wired correctly and don't understand that, but that's not what we're talking about here. And you can't be wired incorrectly. Let me correct that too. They're wired differently, and their measure of good and bad is a little bit different, okay? So now, we intrinsically want to do what's right. We're born of love. We return to love. We come from love. We go back to love, and we're born of love. We come in love. We want to stay that way through our whole incarnation. But we don't realize that love, that being, that love is safe because things happen, we get hurt, and then we start to get guarded and fear enters. And as soon as fear enters, it prohibits our evolution and our spiritual highway, let's call it. Now, having said that, I want you to know this. If we stayed of love, if we stayed the love, now we don't give love and receive love, we are love. Love is not a tool or a weapon. It's something we are that emanates out to everybody else. Okay? So, if we stay that love, if we can maintain and have that love for ourselves, and for others, we never will falter. And we will understand completely what we do, why we do it, as well as what others do and why they do it. In doing that, we evolve very, very quickly. That's a very, very important thing to know. In doing that, we will evolve very quickly. So, we don't need to be threatened with a fearful place. If that worked, our prisons would be empty. Let's just face that. If we were afraid of going to a bad place, we wouldn't have prisons. There would be no need for them. Everybody would be afraid and behaving appropriately. But because there is fear, it causes us to stay down. So, okay, we're actually... This is amazing. I love this. I love sharing this with you. Okay, so I'm going to tell you another thing I would love you to know and that they would love you to know, they being the guides and angels and the Holy Spirit or whomever your teachers are. And, you know, this is one thing that all teachers, Yeshua or Jesus or Buddha, would want you to know. Their lesson is love. All they wanted to teach was love and that you are connected to that which is. That's what their lesson was. That's it. That you are connected to that which you came from. As a matter of fact, that which you came from is inside of you. And we call it our heart, but it's really the love that emanates in us and from us with each and every breath we take, with each and every thought we have. Now, every thought we have is either taking us further into the love or further out of the love or away from the love. Now, we can't get rid of what's inside of us, okay? But we can ignore it. It's like a baby that cries. We can either pick it up and pat it on the back, or we can just let it cry and annoy us. If we work from that space of what makes us feel good, we will be good. Thank you for listening.